being constantly scrutinized. And when I came home, my family was too dysfunctional to provide any kind of support. Once the white is on, I take the pointed end of a beautician's comb, one with a metal point, and sketch the outline of the star freehand around my right eye. It leaves a line through the white makeup. Then, with a Q-tip, I clean up the inside of the star. I also clean up the shape of my lips. The character taking shape on my face originally came about as a defense mechanism to cover up who I really was. For many years, when I first put this makeup on, I had a sense of another person coming out. The insecure, incomplete kid with all the doubts and all the internal conflicts suddenly got painted away, and that other guy came out. The guy I had created to show everybody that they should have been nicer to me, that they should have been my friend, that I was someone special. I created a guy who would get the girl. People I'd known earlier in life were astonished by my success with Kiss, and I understand why. They never knew what was going on inside me. They never knew why I was the way I was, what my aspirations were. They never knew any of that. To them, I was just a fuck-up or a freak, or a monster. Next, I get up and go into another room. There's usually a bathroom adjoining the dressing rooms. I hold my breath and powder my entire face with white powder. This fixes the white to my face and allows me to sweat through it during the show. At this point, I can touch the white and it doesn't come off on my finger. I learned this part of the process by trial and error. Early on, I would be blinded by the makeup running into my eyes. As a young kid, I used to dream that when I got older, I would become a masked crime fighter. I wanted to be the Lone Ranger. I wanted to be Zorro. I wanted to be the guy up on a hill on a horse with a mask on. That vision I saw in movies and on television. This lonely kid wanted to do that, and this lonely kid ended up doing that. I made my own reality. The character I created, the Star Child, would go up on stage and be that guy, the superhero, as opposed to the person I really was. I reveled in being that guy. But sooner or later, I had to go back down the stairs. I had to come off stage. When you come down those steps, you are confronted with the totality of your life. For many years, all I could think when I left the stage was, now what? Back then, home was a sort of purgatory. During the short periods when Kiss was not on the road, I would sit on the sofa in my New York City apartment and think, nobody would believe that I'm home and have no fucking place to go. The band was my life support system, but it was also a way to stave off establishing the types of relationships that constitute a real life. At home, all I felt was hunger. An important need wasn't being addressed, wasn't being filled by anything else. In one sense, I was always on my own, remote and inaccessible, but in another sense, I couldn't stand to be on my own. With time, the line between the character and the man blurred. I began to take part of that guy offstage with me. Girls wanted that guy. People just assumed I was that guy. Still, I knew I really wasn't that guy. I could suspend reality on stage, but I couldn't sustain it. Getting through the whole day as the Star Child was difficult because I didn't believe it. I knew the truth. I knew who I really was. I was also very defensive. When people around me poked fun at each other, I could dish it out, but I couldn't take it. I knew it must be much nicer to be able to laugh at yourself, to laugh about your own quirks and shortcomings, but I still couldn't get myself to that place. I couldn't let go. It was an instinctive reaction to having been constantly scrutinized and ridiculed as a child. I was still too insecure, too self-conscious. Though I didn't fully understand it myself, and nobody around me did either since I never revealed anything about my ear, I was still fueled by the bitterness of my past. I imbued my jokes with undertones of maliciousness at other people's expense. Hit me once, and I'll hit you twice. It's easy to live your life with your hand closed, but you get nothing with a fist that you can't get in multitudes with your hand open. Unfortunately, that message was lost on me for a long, long time, and throughout that time, I felt a sense of struggle within, a sense of dissatisfaction, inadequacy, and profound loneliness. After the white makeup is fixed with powder, I go back into the dressing room, sit down at the mirror again, and brush away any powder inside the shape of the star around my eye. Next, I trace the outline of the star with a black eyebrow pencil. Then I take black grease paint, which is a little waxier than the clown white, and use a brush to paint in the star.